Chapter 9. Show them to mannequin combatants all. Sycamore shoulders oak, binds the slim sapling yoke, ivy spun halters choke elms stout and tall. Touches from ash, O witch, sting you like scorn. You too, brave hollies, twitch sidelong from thorn. Even the rank poplars bear ilia rivals air, cankering in black despair if overborne. Since then, no grace I find taught me of trees, turn I back to my kind, worthy as these. There at least smiles abound, there discourse trills around, there, now and then, are found life loyalties. 1887. 1896. To a lady offended by a book of the writers, now that my page up closes, doomed, maybe, never to press thy cozy cushions more, or wake thy ready yeas as heretofore, or stir thy gentle vows of faith in me. Knowing thy natural receptivity, I figure that, as flambeau banish Eve, my somber image, warped by insidious heave of those less forthright, must lose place in thee. So be it. I have borne such. Let thy dreams of me, and mine diminish day by day, and yield their space, to shine of smugger things, till I shape to thee, but in fitful gleams, and then in far and feeble visitings, and then Circe's. Truth will be truth alway. To an orphan child a whimsy, ah, child, thou art but half thy darling mother's. Hers couldst thou wholly be, my light in thee would outglow all in others, she would relive to me. But niggard nature's trick of birth bars, lest she overjoy, renewal of the loved on earth save with alloy. The dom has no regard, alas, my maiden, for love and loss like mine no sympathy with mine sight memory laden, only with fickle lang. To her mechanic artistry my dreams are all unknown, and why I wish that thou couldst be but once alone. Nature's questioning, when I look forth at dawning, pool, field, flock, and lonely tree, all seem to gaze at me like chastened children sitting silent in a school, their faces dulled, constrained, and worn, as though the master's ways through the long teaching days their first terrestrial zest had chilled and overborne. And on them stirs, in lippings mere as if once clear in call, but now scarce breathed at all, we wonder, ever wonder, why we find us here. As some vast imbecility, mighty to build and blend, but impotent to tend, framed us in jest, and left us now to hazardry? Are come we of an automaton unconscious of our pains? Or are we live remains of Godhead dying downwards, brain and eye now gone? Or is it that some high plan betides, as yet not understood, of evil stormed by good, we the forlorn hope over which achievement strides? Thus things around. No answer I. Meanwhile the winds, and rains, and earth's old glooms and pains are still the same, and gladdest life death neighbors nigh. The impercipient at a cathedral service, that from this bright believing band an outcast I should be, that faiths by which my comrades stand seem fantasies to me, and mirage mists their shining land, is a drear destiny. Why thus my soul should be consigned to infelicity, why always I must feel as blind to sights my brethren see, why joys they found I cannot find, abides a mystery. Since heart of mine knows not that ease which they know, since it be that he who breathes all's well to these breathes no all's well to me, my lack might move their sympathies and Christian charity. I am like a gazer who should mark an inland company standing up fingered, with, hark, hark, the glorious distant sea, and feel, alas, 'tis but yon darkened wind-swept pine to me. Yet I would bear my shortcomings with meet tranquility, but for the charge, that blessed things I'd liefer have un. Oh, doth a bird deprived of wings go earthbound willfully? Enough. As yet disquiet clings about us. Rest shall we. At an inn, when we as strangers sought their catering care, veiled smiles bespoke their thought of what we were. They warmed as they opined us more than friends, that we had all resigned for love's dear ends. And that swift sympathy with living love which quicks the world may be the spheres above, made them our ministers, moved them to say, ah, God, that bliss like theirs would flush our day. And we were left alone as love's own pair, Yet never the love light shone between us there, but that which chilled the breath of afternoon, and palsied unto death the pain fly's tune. The kiss their zeal foretold, and now deemed come, came not. Within his old love lingered numb. Why cast he on our poor day bloom not ours? Why shaped us for his sport in after hours? As we seemed we were not that day afar, and now we seem not what we aching are. O severing sea and land, O laws of men, ere death, once let us stand as we stood then. The slow nature, an incident of Froome Valley. Thy husband poor, poor heart, is dead dead, out by Morford Rise. A bull escaped the Barton shed, gored him, and there he lies. Eh, ha, go away. Tis a tale, methink, thou joker Kit. Laughed she. I've known thee many a year, Kit Twink, and ever hast thou fooled me. But, Mistress Damon, I can swear thy goodman John is dead. And soon th' lt hear their feet to bear his body to his bed. So unwontedly sad was the merry man's face, that face which had long deceived, that she gazed and gazed, and then could trace the truth there, and she believed. She laid a hand on the dresser ledge, and scanned far egged inside, and stood, and you heard the wind-swept sedge and the rippling froom, till she cried. Oh, my chamber's untidied, unmade my bed, though the day has begun to wear. What a slovenly hussle! It will be said, when they all go up my stair. She disappeared, and the joker stood depressed by his neighbor's doom, and amazed that a wife struck to widowhood thought first of her unkempt room. But a fortnight thence she could take no food, and she pined in a slow decay, while Kit soon lost his mournful mood, and laughed in his ancient way. 1894. In the Ewell's near Weatherbury, the years have gathered greyly, since I danced upon this lees with one who kindled gaily love's fitful ecstasies. But despite the term as teacher, I remain what I was then in each essential feature of the fantasies of men. Yet I note the little chisel of never-napping time, defacing gast and grizzle the blazon of my prime. When at night he thinks me sleeping, I feel him boring sly within my bones, and heaping quaintest pains for by and by. Still, I'd go the world with beauty, I would laugh with her and sing, I would shun divinest duty to resume her worshipping. But she'd scorn my brave endeavor, she would not calm the breeze, by murmuring, kind forever, as she did upon this lees. 1890. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.